asking the West for more help. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky continuing to press foreign governments to ramp up their support for his war-torn country, telling Germany's Bundestag today there is a wall in the middle of Europe between freedom and the lack of it, and that some sanctions came too late to stop the war. Zelensky accusing Germany of putting its economy before the country's security. Yesterday, he spoke to members of the House and Senate.
The Ukrainian people are defending not only Ukraine. We are fighting for the values of Europe and the world, sacrificing our lives in the name of the future.
He appealed again for the U.S. to support a no-fly zone, still a hard no from the White House. Better news from Mariupol, where Russian forces bombed a theater yesterday where people were sheltering. A theater reduced to rubble, but rescue crews now say the bomb shelter beneath it appears to be largely intact. They're scrambling to try and get to the people inside. The wartime rhetoric is heating up. President Biden saying yesterday he believes Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. And as Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports from Western Ukraine,
terrifying comments from President Vladimir Putin of Russia yesterday, talking about those who leave Russia and those who will not go back to Russia as, quote, scum and traitors, and calling for what he called the purification of Russia. Hard to remember language like that since Nazi Germany.
Talks between the Russian and Ukrainian delegations expected to continue today with questions about what would become of Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine regions and Russian-occupied Crimea. A deal appears to be close to bring the U.S. back into the Iran nuclear agreement and purportedly return Iran to compliance with the limits on its nuclear program. U.S. and Iranian negotiators say only a small number of issues remain to be resolved. America is listening to Fox News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A controversial actor convicted of staging a fake hate crime is free once again.
Jussie Smollett was sentenced to 150 days in Chicago's Cook County Jail after he was convicted of lying to police about being the victim of a hate crime. But an appeals court has ruled Smollett could be released while he appeals that. Afterwards, Smollett's attorney, Nene Uche, told reporters Smollett's conviction was wrong and that Smollett had already been punished earlier, paying a $10,000 fine and doing community service.
In this country, you cannot punish a person twice.
Smollett left jail after posting a personal recognizance bond of $150,000, meaning he doesn't have to put down money but agrees to come to court as required. Jill Nato, Fox News.
New data released by the Census Bureau shows the U.S. grew wealthier and better educated, and poverty declined during the second half of the last decade. The estimates released Thursday from the American Community Survey shows median household income rose to almost $65,000 between 2016 and 2020. It had been about $54,000 in the 5 years before that. As spring approaches, a new study suggests on what you can blame your upcoming allergy symptoms.
Scientists at the University of Michigan say climate change is the reason for a future more miserable allergy season. They looked at 15 different plant pollens in the U.S. and used computer simulations to calculate how much worse allergy season will likely get by the year 2100, and the prediction is not good. They say as the world warms, allergy season will start weeks earlier and end many days later, and it will be more severe, with pollen levels as much as tripling in some places. The climate scientists say it's already happening. Pollen season used to start around St. Patrick's Day and now often starts around Valentine's Day. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.